This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President Joe Biden will formally accept the Democratic Party's nomination for the U.S. presidency in a few hours in a speech that is expected to lay out his vision for the country as he seeks to defeat President Donald Trump in November's election. The 77-year-old former senator and vice president during the Obama administration will deliver the speech in an event center in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. While the center will be mostly empty, Biden's speech will be delivered before his largest audience since the coronavirus pandemic forced him off the campaign trail in March. The speech, on the fourth and final night of the Democratic National Convention, comes after nearly 50 years in public office and two failed attempts to win the White House in 1988 and 2008. U.S. President Donald Trump took his reelection campaign Thursday to Old Forge, Pennsylvania, a town less than 9 kilometers from Joe Biden's birthplace, just hours before Biden formally accepts the Democratic nomination. In front of a small crowd at a kitchen building product store, the president said that the future of the United States is at stake in November's election.
You know it, and I mean it, and I've never meant it more. At stake in this election is the survival of our nation. It's true, because we're dealing with crazy people on the other side. They've gone totally stone cold crazy.
Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016 by less than 1 percentage point. But the president has trailed Biden, whose campaign is working to recapture the state that Democrats won between 1992 and 2016. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.